This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Arthur Miller's The Crucible, performed by the Repertory Theater of Lincoln Center. The parallel of McCarthyism and the Salem witch hunts of the late 1600s is the inspiration for Arthur Miller's The Crucible.
Unto thee, O Lord, will I lift up my soul. My God, I have put my trust in thee. Out of here.
My baby, she'll be hearty soon.
Oh, let me not be confounded, neither let mine enemies triumph over me. For all they that hope in thee.
My Betty, she not gonna die.
Out of here. Out of my sight. Out of my... Oh, my God. God, help me. Betty? Child? Dear child. Will you wake? Will you open up your eyes? Betty, little one.
Uncle, Susanna Walcott's here from Dr. Griggs.
Oh, let her come. Let her come.
Come in, Susanna.
What does the doctor say, child?
He bid me tell you, Reverend Sir, that he cannot discover no medicine for it in his books.
Then he must search on.
Aye, sir, he have been searching his books since he left you, sir, but he bid me tell you that you might look to unnatural things for the cause of it.
No. No, there be no unnatural cause here. Tell him I have sent for Reverend Hale of Beverly, and Mr. Hale will surely confirm that. Let him look to medicine and put out all thought of a natural cause here. There be none.
Aye, sir, he bid me tell you.
Speak nothing of it in the village, Susanna.
Go directly home, child, and speak nothing of unnatural causes.
Aye, sir. I pray for her, sir.
Uncle? The rumor of witchcraft was all about. I think you'd best go down and deny it yourself. The parlor's packed with people, sir. I'll sit with her.
And what shall I say to them? That my daughter and my niece I discovered dancing like heathen in the forest?
Uncle, we did dance. Let you tell them I confessed it, and I'll be whipped if I must be. They're speaking of witchcraft. Betty's not witched.
Abigail, I cannot go before the congregation when I know you have not opened with me. What did you do with her in the forest?
We did dance, Uncle. And when you leapt out of the bush so suddenly, Betty was frightened, and then she fainted. And there's the whole of it.
Child, sit you down.
I would never hurt Betty. I love her dearly.
Now look you, Abigail, your punishment will come in its time. But if you trafficked with spirits in the forest last night, I must know it now. For surely my enemies will, and they will ruin me with it.
We never conjured spirits.
And why can't she not move herself since midnight? This child is desperate. It must come out. My enemies will bring it out. Let me know what you've done there. Abigail, I have fought here for 3 long years to bring these stiff-necked people to me. And now, just now, when some good respect is rising for me in the parish, you compromise my very character. I have given you a home, child. I have put clothes upon your back. Now you give me upright answer. Your name in the town, it is entirely white, is it not?
Well, I'm sure it is, sir. There be no blush about my name.
Is there any other cause than you have told me for your being discharged from Goody Proctor's service? I have heard it said, and I will tell you as I heard it, that she comes so rarely to the church this year, for she will not sit so close to something soiled. What signified that remark?
She hates me, Uncle. She must, for I would not be her slave. It's a bitter woman, a lying, cold, sniveling woman, and I will not work for such a woman.
She may be, yet it has troubled me that you are now 7 months out of their house, and in all this time no other family has ever called for your service.
They want slaves, not such as I. Let them send to Barbados for that. I will not black my face for any of them. You begrudge my bed, Uncle.
No, no.
My name is good in the village. I will not have it said that my name is soiled. Liddy Proctor is a gossiping liar.
No, no, I cannot have anyone. Why, Goody Putnam, come in.
It is a marvel.
It is surely a stroke of hell upon you.
No, Goody Putnam,
it is... How high did she fly? How high?
No. No, she never flew.
Why, it's sure she did. Mr. Collins saw her going over Ingersoll's barn and come down light as a bird, he said.
Now, look, you Goody Putnam, she never... Oh, good morning, Mr. Putnam.
It is a providence the thing is out now. It is a providence.
Why, what's out, sir? What's...
Why, her eyes is closed. Look you, Anne.
That's strange. Ours is open.
Your Ruth is sick?
I'd not call it sick. The devil's touch is heavier than sick. It's death, you know. It's death driving into them forked and hoofed.
Oh, I pray not. Why, how does Ruth ail?
She ails as she must. She never waked this morning, but her eyes open and she walks. And she sees naught, hears naught, and cannot eat. Her soul is taken, surely.
They say you've sent for Reverend Hale of Beverly.
A precaution only. Mr. Hale has great experience in all demonic arts, and
He has indeed. And found a witch in Beverly last year, and let you remember that.
Now, Goody Anne, they only thought that were a witch, and I'm certain there'd be no element of witchcraft here.
No witchcraft? Now, look you, Mr. Parris.
Thomas. Thomas, I pray you leap not to witchcraft. I know that you, least of all you, Thomas, would wish so disastrous a charge laid upon me. But we dare not leap to witchcraft here. They will howl me out of Salem for such corruption in my house.
Now, Betty, dear, wake up now. It's Abigail. I'll beat you, Betty.
No!
My, you seem improving. I talked to your papa, and I told him everything.
I want my mama.
What ails you, Betty? Your mama's dead and buried.
I'll fly. Let me fly to Mama.
I told him everything. He knows now. He knows everything.
No, you drank blood, Abby. You didn't tell him that.
Betty, you never say that again. You will never say that.
You did. You drank a charm to kill John Proctor's wife.
Shut it.
You drank a charm to kill Goody Proctor.
Shut it. Now look, you. All of you. We danced. And Tituba conjured Ruth Putnam's dead sisters, and that is all. And mark this. Let either of you breathe a word, or the edge of a word, about the other things, and I will come to you in the black of some terrible night, and I will bring a pointy reckoning that will shudder you. And you know I can do it. I saw Indians smash my dear parents' heads on the pillow next to mine, and I've seen some reddish work done at night, and I can make you wish you'd never seen the sun go down. Now you, sit up. Stop this.
What's got her, Abby? She's going to die. It's a cinder conjurer.
I said shut it, Mary Warren.
I'm just going home, Mr. Proctor.
Be you foolish, Mary Warren. Be you deaf. I forbid you leave the house, did I not? How shall I pay you? I'm looking for you more often than my cows.
I only come to see the great doings in the world.
I'll show you a great doing on your arse one of these days. Now get you home. My wife is waiting with your work.
I'd best be off. I have my Ruth to watch. Good morning, Mr. Proctor.
So she flies, huh? Where be the wings?
Gad, almost forgot how strong you are, John Proctor.
What's this mischief here?
Oh, she's just gone silly somehow.
The road past my house is a pilgrimage to Salem all morning. The town's mumbling witchcraft.
Oh, posh. We were dancing in the woods last night. My uncle leapt in on us. She took fright, is all.
You're wicked yet, aren't you? You'll be clapped in the stocks before you're 20.
Give me a word, John. A soft word.
No, Abby. That's done with.
You come 5 miles to see a silly girl fly. I know you better.
I come to see what mischief your uncle's brewing now. John, put it out of mind, Abby.
John, I'm waiting for you every night.
Abby. I never give you hope to wait for me.
I have something better than hope, I think.
Put it out of mind, Abby. I'll not be coming for you more.
You're surely sporting with me.
You know me better.
I know how you clutched my back behind your house and sweated like a stallion whenever I came near. Or did I dream that? If she put me out, you cannot pretend it were you. I saw your face when she put me out. And you loved me then, and you do now.
Abby, that's a wild thing to say.
A wild thing may say wild things.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.